Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, another wonderful weekend in the Piedmont.
Oh, they're all wonderful here. We're glad everyone's joining us on the Carolina Outdoors. We're the Outdoor Guys here at News 1110 99.3 WBT. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. And Don, when it's nice like it is, although if you're listening to WBT this time of day, it's still dark outside. You may not know how nice it's going to be. That's where we come into play to let you know. We got a full show in effect, Don, to talk about here on the Carolina Outdoors. A whole bunch of different variety of things to do, and we hope that during your listening time on these segments of the Carolina Outdoors that you find something to do in our Carolinas, or maybe, just maybe, you learn of something that you can do or that is happening in the future here in the Carolinas. And, Don, one of the things going on is trout season and turkey season are both in full effect here in the Carolinas. People are out doing their thing, north and south Carolinas. And, of course, trout season, hatchery supported, and the delayed harvest streams were stocked and are about to be stocked again.
A lot of good hatches, some actual dry fly fishing going on these days.
And that usually happens as the air temperature and water temperature warm up a little bit.
Yep, it's definitely the season for that. So we're seeing caddises, and now we're moving on into Adams-type mayfly, the gray phase, as we call it, which will soon be followed by the cream phase. So good opportunities to get out there and catch some fish, and even on top, which is double fun.
That's because you get to see them come up there and hit it.
That takes all that doubt out of it, doesn't it?
It does that. And, of course, word on the street is turkey hunters are having great success across the Carolinas.
Seen some nice pictures of birds. People are doing well.
So, of course, our listenership to those who are waking up early to WBT goes up during this time of year, whether you're driving to the mountains, maybe you're driving to one of the area boat ramps for you to back up that boat, or maybe you're getting up early to go to that turkey blind. No matter what it is, we're glad that you're joining us. And we have a whole new flavoring of people who listen to us via podcast. We have that loaded up for subscription at WBT.com, keyword Carolina Outdoors, as well as at JesseBrowns.com. You can go over to the features page where we have all of the things that we are talking about and all of the people that we are talking about right there. In fact, front page of the Charlotte Observer earlier this week, Patrick George, who is an alum of Storyteller at Jesse Brown's, but also an alum and friend of the Carolina Outdoors. He is the owner of Heartwood Tree Service, who was talking cankerworms. And not just cankerworms, but also the beetle that's eaten up some of our trees throughout the Piedmont and throughout the Carolinas. And I thought that was very timely to have Patrick making the front page of the paper talking about the health of our trees, as well as us just having Doug Gillis on. He is, of course, a representative from the American Chestnut Foundation, and he was kind of informing us about the past blight, which this beetle coming through that's eating up these trees that the Charlotte Observer was focused in on, they say it's as bad or has the potential to be as bad as that blight that started back in 1904 in New York.
Well, I know all about cankerworms, but tell me about this beetle. What kind of tree? What kind of beetle?
Yes, you pull it up, charlotteobserver.com. They've got that full article because I did not memorize that thing.
All right.
Check it out.
The test at the end of class will find out why you didn't. All right. So we got to find out about that. I bet malathion will kill him. Kills about any other kind of insect, doesn't it?
Yes.
Army worms, canker worms.
Listen, on this program, we're going to talk a little bit about eclipses, because here in the Carolinas and up and down the eastern seaboard, just as the Carolina Outdoors broadcast, so are we going to have an eclipse. Now, it's coming up in August, but it's never too early to prepare. We're going to bring Jack Horan on, who's going to tell us all about this eclipse and what it's going to mean for Carolina cities throughout. There's a big marketing opportunity for so many of these Carolina towns and cities for tourism.
Solar or lunar?
We're talking solar.
Oh, daytime eclipse.
That's right. So in the afternoon, after lunch, if you will, this eclipse is going to occur. Don't worry, it's not this weekend. It's not happening until August, but we're going to find out because we plan to plan on this eclipse and how we're going to get to enjoy it. Don't look at it, Don. Do not look at it directly. Because
I can look at it if I put my welding helmet on.
Yes, maybe do that for sure. Get that NASA okayed eyeglass, whatever it is, and Jack
Smoke
will tell us all about
whatever,
that. Yeah. Also, hey, we got the NFL draft coming up. April 27th, 28th, and 29th. 7 rounds of some of the best athletes in football who are going to be chosen by the 32 different NFL teams. We're going to bring Jim Zocchi on. He's a member of the broadcast team for the Carolina Panthers, and of course we know him here with the Charlotte's Morning News program Monday through Friday. He's going to come on and talk to the Outdoor Guys about this NFL draft. What are the Panthers looking at, and what are the other teams looking at around the NFL, as well as are there any special Carolina players, North or South Carolina players, or people from our area who look to make a splash in this NFL draft. So Jim Zocchi is going to join us. We look forward to speaking with him and maybe learning a little bit about. Don, I'm curious about the Sports Illustrated cover jinx. Have you ever heard of that?
Are we talking swimsuits?
Yeah, well, I think we're just talking about covers of Sports Illustrated. One of the lures is if you ever get put on the cover of Sports Illustrated, there becomes a jinx to it. And Leonard Fournette is on the cover of the NFL Draft Preview Sports Illustrated that came out in mid-April or so. Now, the Panthers have their eye on this guy, the great running back from LSU, to go with the 8th pick of the first round. So
you don't think he's going until the 8th round?
No, now listen to me.
Okay.
The 8th pick of the first round.
I'm going to say.
So since this cover has occurred, his rank status has risen. So many have him going at number 4, way before the Panthers at number 8. So we'll ask Jim Zocchi about all of that to see if the cover jinx is going to affect us here at the Carolina Panthers.
Well, right there, he's got a Panther jersey on, man. Of course, he's got 3 other jerseys, too. They got 4 pictures of this poor guy.
Yeah, you might want to read that right there.
You think he's doomed, huh?
The title is, Leonard Fournette went to the Saints, the Browns, the Chargers, or, of course, our the Panthers, So we'll talk to Jim Zocchi. He'll know all about that. And then Don, we're going to stay local. Mecklenburg County, we're going to go to Rural Hill and talk to the executive director up there, Jeff Thistle, to find out about this 250-year-old property that's operated by Mecklenburg County.
That's right. That's a cool place.
I've never been. I'm ashamed
to say.
Come on,
man. Get out of town.
And it is out of town. It's Huntersville.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go to Huntersville and talk to Jeff Thistle, the executive director of Rural Hill. Man, this place is rich with history as I did my studying on it. So many things that have happened there and so many names that we in Mecklenburg County and surrounding areas kind of are related to and know well, the Davidson family for sure. We've all heard of this Davidson College up there, but we're going to find out all the stuff and people that have come through the Rural Hill properties, including these days and what's happening there now and what's going to be happening there this year. Spring and summer are a great time to head out to all these Mecklenburg managed properties.
Well, so, I know they do the Scottish games there. I know they do sheepdog trials, and they do a ton of different things up there. Lots of activities at Rural Hill.
And I got a big music and beer program going up May 12th and 13th up there.
Those two things go together.
Yeah. some beer and some music. And these
maybe
are
some
bands.
Barbecue.
Man, he's going to tell us all about these bands that are playing May 12th and 13th. In fact, let me read this off because these are some of the things at Jesse Brown's where Don Yeager and Bill Barty hang their hat through the week. May 11th, everyone is invited to the Hell Yeah Tour with Mountain Khakis. That's at Jesse Brown's from 5 to 7 p.m. May 11th. Then the Beer and Blues Bash at Rural Hill May 12th and 13th. And then Storytellers Night. Everyone's invited to Jesse Brown's May 18th. That's a Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.